It's Virgin Radio 104.4, 824, live across the Chris Fade Show. What's happening? Don't forget, guys, we're here in Vegas. The reason why is the RotundaDubai.com. Check out that website, by the way, because they're going to get your tickets for WOW, which is this amazing stage show coming February 11th, which is going to be absolutely amazing. We watched it here in Vegas, voted one of the best stage shows as well. It's got everything, and it's for all ages. But it lands in Dubai. A little taste of Vegas coming to Dubai with WOW. Go to RotundaDubai.com for more details. It's been James and myself hanging out. It's been great.
Yeah, no, it has been great. Please stop sending me messages, Chris. Like, it started off on the flight over to LA and Vegas. You were sending me WhatsApps. You were tagging me on your Insta stories. Rossi, look, Rossi, I'm in first class. Rossi, look at my hotel. Rossi. It all started with that. Rossi. Last night, I got a message from Chris in the club. Rossi, look, I'm in the VIP. Look at this fella. Pointed to this guy next to him. Can I say who he was, Chris?
Yeah. Hmm.
Chris Fade. This is ridiculous. This makes me feel sick. Chris Fade. I can't even say it. No, it's that annoying. Chris Fade had a bodyguard.
Get out of here.
And James.
It wasn't just me. It was James as well.
They had a bodyguard.
Explain yourself, Mr. Fade.
In the VIP section.
James and I. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi.
James is with me.
James is
this.
Hi, Stepson.
I'm live. I have no idea what time or day it is, but I'm alive.
Isn't this place just like, it just sucks you in, doesn't it?
Vegas just has no time.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. They just remind you when to get on your flight and that's it. So
yeah, I know. We decided to, we've been working really hard, actually. James has been working a lot. So James has been setting up the studios and sort of getting everything done here. And he's been doing his show a little bit with Maz at night. I've been working a lot, jet lag. We've been doing a lot of stuff with Vegas, the guys. We went out on the zip line. So we've actually been doing a lot of work. I know it seems like we're just here trying to have fun. But
sleeping.
Yeah, we slept a lot. I woke up at 3:40 this afternoon, like in Vegas. I woke up. I was like, oh my gosh, it's 3:40. I did, mind you, go to bed at about 7 a.m. But that's another story. Oh. We decided last night to have one night out, all right? So we shook hands and we said, should we just go out one night? And he goes, James was a little bit reluctant to tell you the truth. I thought I would be the one that would be reluctant. And I said, come on, mate. He goes, all right, let's go. So I've got one of my really good mates here that lives here. And he knows a lot of people.
Rossi,
so he said to me,
Rossi, one of my good mates. Continue.
Yeah. One of my good mates. He knows a lot of people. And so I call him up and I say, yo, we want to go out? He's like, all right, I'm planning the night. So we end up going to this club called Apex, which I didn't realize it was going to be like a hot club, but we get there. There's a line that's about 300 meters long. James and I just walk straight to the front with my mate Liam.
Ooh.
And they just unlock the, what do they call those things, James?
The velvet rope.
Who is this Liam character?
He's a good mate of mine from Sydney. So we walk in. he's a good mate. We walk in and we're standing in the line and then they just straight in. Security guards are very nice there. Oh, welcome to the club, guys. Welcome to the club. Enjoy your night. I was like, oh, this is fantastic. This is great. So we walk up to this club. It's completely packed, right? Beautiful. They say it's one of the best views in Vegas because you see all of Vegas from the balcony. As soon as we get there, we're sitting at this table. And I didn't realize until about 10 minutes in. We're sitting with the owners of the hotel and the club. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Random.
Wow. Yeah, because my mate knew him. And so I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. So we're getting looked after. Then all of a sudden, my mate Liam has talked James and up so much to the owners. These guys are the biggest in Dubai. They're on dart. Like, he's just saying, oh, I think he's making up whatever he wants. I think we have the career of Ellen DeGeneres, according to Liam. Do you understand?
Do you, like, own half of the properties just, here? And
The final line was, he's verified on Instagram as well, you know.
yes, you know. So then the owner goes and gets a personal security guard to look after James and I. This guy, he looked like he was from Lord of the Rings. He was about 6'8", big ginger beard, baldy, just massive, just a unit. Like, you couldn't even get close to us because he just takes up that much room.
Are you sure they didn't think James was Ellen DeGeneres?
Maybe. Whenever people would come close to Chris and I, he would shine his torch in their face.
Yes.
Like, get away.
Yeah.
We're like, why is this happening?
Yeah, like, it was becoming awkward. Anyone that would come near us, he's got this bright torch, he just shines it in their face, and he goes, turn around, go the other way. Some guy stepped on my shoe accidentally. It wasn't even bad. I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much now. So then I want to go to the bathroom. And I told my mate, I'm just going to the bathroom. As I walk off, he puts my hand on my shoulder. He goes, wait, follow me.
Oh, no.
He just clears the club and takes me to this VIP bathroom. There's a VIP bathroom. So we're sitting in here and I go to James, if you need to go to the bathroom, you don't have to wait in a line. Just take our security guard with you. He'll take you to this special security VIP bathroom.
What is happening with your life? Last time you were in America, you were getting photographed by the paparazzi. And now you got security guards.
It was very, very funny. We end up staying there till about... And I haven't done this in a long time, about 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Did you spot any other, like, were there other celebs or any other famous people there?
Yes, one, I think Brody Jenner was there. Is that his name?
Stop it!
Is that him?
Brody Jenner?
Yeah, I think because they're all friends together. So I think he was at our table. I wasn't sure.
How do you not message me and say, hey, I think Brody Jenner is at my table?
I didn't know if he was that famous enough for you.
The Hills, hello.
But our security guard was twice the size of his.
Yeah.
It's like my dad's bigger than your dad, yeah, but it's like, yeah, my security guard is bigger than your security guard.
And can I just tell you something as well, that James wanted a photo and we wanted a photo on this balcony with the view, but the balcony was closed because it was too windy, so they closed that part of the club off. And so all these girls are taking photos from the outside. They couldn't get on the balcony.
Yeah.
We just asked our security guard, do you think we can just go out there and take a photo? He goes, of course you can. Just opened up this thing. So now James and I are going to post this photo on Virgin Radio DXB. If you follow us on Graham, go see it. James and I, just this beautiful shot of Vegas. So I think that's one night that we'll remember, right? Are we going to do it again tonight?
No.
Yeah, let's go, James! Round two, come on! Jam. Come on, moving! Virgin Radio,
time saver traffic with McDonald's. This is why I'm annoyed. Can you see this?
Hey, Chris, were there cameras around Brody?
No, there was no camera. You know what the funny thing is?
Because he's filming right now.
No, like, I find that in Vegas, James, you probably agree with me that no one is at a club with their phone, like, doing Insta stories and all that.
Yeah, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I think that's why. Yeah. I really do think that's why. Like, at one stage, I'm just filming and I'm like, no one's doing this. It was weird.
That's great.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good, actually. It was nice, yeah. What's happening on the roads?